Yeah, you get to a point where you've meditated enough. Do you see what this place really is? It is absolutely a construct. It acts absolutely as a hologram. It absolutely is a movie, a theater of life. It is absolutely a simulation, 100%. And the NPCs, pretty much, is everybody. You can actually tell people. Let's say you hung out with somebody long enough, you know. You can actually predict what they're going to say before they say it. They run on a program. You can actually know what they're going to do before they do it because they run on a repeat simulated program. And they can't admit it. They can't admit it. And then when you show it to them, it kind of scares them. They're like, in a way, they're thinking, well, he done figured me out. He figured me out. And that kind of scares them that somebody figured them out, you know. Like if you were to talk to a Baptist, an independent Baptist long enough, you already know what they're going to say before they say it. If you talk to a Methodist and you hang out, you already know what they're, I mean, I'm talking about a staunch Baptist, staunch Methodist. If you talk to a liberal, you already know what they're going to say. If you come up on somebody painted their hair orange or red, or let's say it's a woman preacher painted her hair red, you know what she's going, you already know what she has. She's got the Jezebel spirit. The archetypes are clear. And the reason you can have archetypes in a 3D is because the 3D is a book. Because every book that's ever written, they got the hero archetype. They got the villain archetype. They get all these different character archetypes, and that's how it works out in 3D. Because it's a show. It's a show. And you know it's going to come to an end because it's getting so ridiculous. It has to come to an end. Just getting to the point where it's just totally ridiculous. It's insanity. It's crazy. It really is getting out of hand. It's getting out of hand, people. Just like in the days of Noah, God has to end this thing. It has to come to an end. They were marrying and giving in marriage. That's what I'm talking about. They'll say, are you attacking marriage? No, I'm not attacking marriage. I'm just telling you what the Bible says, that you're running on a program. If the cares of this life distract you more than setting your affections above, then you're running on a program. Now you can, it takes a little bit of meditation, a little bit of concentration, but you can get to the point where you can function down here while you're still setting your affections above. Because most people say, I can't do that. You can't do that. I even heard a preacher one time. I said, the Bible says, take all your thoughts captive. He said, if you do that, you'll go crazy. Nah, it's a skill. You have to learn the skill, people. It's kind of like if you're on a balancing pole, one of those poles those acrobats walk on. You're on that pole, you're balancing, walking. At the same time, you're juggling. You're doing the balancing act while you're juggling. That's what it's like. You can get caught up in it if you're not careful and forget who you are. Forget that you're seated in the heavenlies in Christ.